This is Chris Krohn reporting from the Camino de Santiago, day 19. I am near the big city of León and just entering a little town called Realejos. Realejos, yes, that's it. It is here on the Camino de Santiago. I'm about 18 miles from León and probably a couple hundred kilometers from Santiago, the destination point. Have to be honest, my ankle has swollen and my I'm feeling shin splints in both legs, a lot of pains come and go, but that's how it is for a lot of folks on the Camino. If you're going to walk 500 miles, you find some new pains in your body, I guess, because I have found them. Not enjoying them, but just living with them. Nothing that has taken me out yet, but it is the off-season right now. The end of the season basically is October 31st, so you're seeing less and less people walking and more hotels and restaurants closed up. And that is the case here in Realejos. There are very few people on the street. There's one open restaurant. There's a lone gray cat crossing the street looking for prey, I guess. And I'm going to wander over to this one open restaurant and possibly ask one of the pilgrims, the peregrinos, why they're walking. Yes, I found Florencio here. Florencio, what is your, where are you from?
I am from Spain.
What town?
Cadiz, in the south.
Oh yeah, Cadiz, oh nice.
Near of Africa.
Why are you walking the Camino?
I can see the base of Rota from my city.
Really?
Yes.
But why are you walking the Camino?
And the flower of America. This is my 13th Camino. I frequently, each year, I do one or two Caminos at each year.
13th Camino.
This, for me, is good for me. It's for my health, physical and mental. It's good for me. One time or two times each year, I do a different Camino.
Wow, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Chris Krohn for KSQD Radio. Signing off for now on the Camino de Santiago. Okay, I hope so.